Maine Supreme Court justices today grilled attorneys representing Secretary of State Matt Dunlap and supporters and opponents of ranked choice voting. They're considering a case that could decide whether ranked choice voting applies to the presidential election in Maine this fall. Mal Leary has more.
Maine's Secretary of State is appealing a Superior Court ruling that a person circulating petitions for a ballot initiative does not have to be a registered voter while they're collecting signatures, only when they turn them in. The lower court's decision meant that ranked choice voting for president would be on hold until voters decided the issue at referendum. Attorney Patrick Strawbridge argued the Superior Court was correct and voters should decide the question at the polls.
At stake in this case is a fundamental right of the people of Maine to exercise their reserved legislative power to enact or veto laws. This spring, the people of Maine took extraordinary steps to exercise that right.
Strawbridge said the pandemic made it difficult to collect signatures. But Assistant Attorney General Phyllis Gardner, representing the Secretary of State, argued the circulators were clearly familiar with the law.
The circulators were on notice at the beginning of this petition drive of the requirement. It was in the instructions given to them. It's a very simple requirement, as some of your honors have noted.
The justices also inquired about a United States Supreme Court ruling that struck down a Colorado law limiting who could circulate petitions. Acting Supreme Court Chief Justice Andrew Mead says such limitations run counter to the First Amendment.
That provision disenfranchises a group of people, eligible voters, who are not registered. They no longer have the prerogative of that core political speech which is involved in circulation of petitions. Is that not a severe burden on a significant portion of the populace, or the electorate?
Questions posed by justices do not necessarily indicate what they think of a legal argument and are often used to seek clarity. The court has several options, from upholding the lower court's ruling to reversing it and even sending the case back to the Superior Court for further hearings. Justice B did say the court will expedite its consideration of the case, but set no deadline for a decision. The Secretary of State is required by federal law to have ballots available for the military and overseas voters by Saturday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.